Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to see you with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Rob Grady is here. Robert Grady is the name of the book, Naked Marketing, and 5 Kick-Ass Strategies to Explore Sales. Every business needs to explore sales, et cetera, et cetera. How many other books has he written? By the way, Naked Marketing is 3rd edition. And he is president and founder of the Grady Company, which we're going to talk about a little bit today, syndicated columnist, and our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Rob. Welcome back.
Thanks very much, Jim. Good to talk to you again.
Good to have you back, as always. So, Rob, usually when you're here, you're trying to help us get better at our marketing strategies. But today you got something else on your mind. Talk to us about it.
Well, it's a marketing strategy also, but it's actually a marketing strategy to dispose of your company if you're a one-person company.
And let's use the word divest instead of dispose. That sounds a little more expensive to me.
Well, anyone who, I don't care whether you're a business coach or an architect or acupuncturist or a dentist, everyone has all these one people companies. We have clients that provide an income stream, and there is value in that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think, well, when I retire, my company goes away, my clients will just have to find new providers of whatever it is that I was doing. And that's not necessarily the case. You can actually, because you have an ongoing income stream, there is a way to manage the sale of that. Mm-hmm. You've just got to find the right buyer. You've got to qualify that buyer, set a price, and then manage that deal. And I think that process is not as all that difficult.
Well, before you can find a buyer, it seems to me, though, Rob, before you find a buyer, you got to create a product. And if you are the product, which you and I largely are in our businesses, if you are the product and you're leaving, then you can't sell that. And so you've got to. I mean, that's to me, before the buyer comes along, you've got to have something that's residual. Something that's going to be left behind that can be replicated even when you're not there. What do you think?
I believe that's absolutely the case, but you have to understand that those people who have managed to build their one-person businesses over the years, they are going to have that. There's going to be residual value. There's going to be, assuming they are providing a value and they're being paid for it, and they have regular clients who enjoy the services of that one person, you have value. There's goodwill. There is an income stream. There are things that can be sold. And so how to value those, that's part of the problem. How to find the qualified buyer, someone that can slip into your shoes, mm-hmm. not necessarily – day one, but over a period of time and with your nurturing and mentoring along the way and becomes acceptable to your clients, can take over your business. Dentists, of course, do it all the time.
Right.
They sell their businesses, and you're going to a dentist who is maybe in his 50s, 60s or something.
But see, what they're leaving behind,
you're going to see their assistant.
You know, when you go to a dentist, you sit in the same chair and you get dental help, dental services. And so you might care which dentist it is. You might like one over the other. But basically, you're getting your teeth taken care of. So you, over the long term, as has happened to me since my dentist retired, is I move from one dentist to the other, but I'm in the same place. I call the same phone number. I go to the same real estate. And for a long time, till they upgrade, I sit in the same chair over several decades. But that's one thing. An architect is another example. Phone numbers. You've got customers that you've done work for in the past. You've still got their plans. You come back and do a remodel for them or whatever. Architects make sense. But there are other – we need to make sure that when we talk about The other one-person companies, though, Rob. So you've got a marketing consultancy. I had a business consultancy for a long time. Those relationships are different than an architect or a dental relationship, aren't they?
I think as long as you are providing a service that it can be replicated. We all have competitors, whether we like to admit it or not, and think that how unique we are and all that. We all have our clients always have alternatives. Mm-hmm. We always have competition. Let's use your business. During the commercial, you and I were talking just briefly about your radio show.
Yeah.
And you said, hey, nobody wants to work this hard. I have really a problem trying to find people who want to work so hard.
If I were going to, if it were up for sale, no, and I'm only slightly facetious about that. But still, I'm the product here. And I do have stuff to sell. I do have stuff to sell, but I still come back to what would be the product that somebody would want? How do I make it into everything? To me, everything about the marketplace is how does a customer, how does a prospect see what they're looking at as a product that they can unbox and open and use? And to me, I think that's where you start is before you. You got to find out why would it, because for example, let's say that what you're my, I think the better examples are my consultancy and yours. When I had my straight up business consultant company, if I wanted to sell it to them for $500,000, then they're going to say, okay, well, what am I getting for that? Right? Cause you talk about in your notes, set a price. What are they going to get for that, right?
Exactly. I mean, finding the price is a big part of the issue, or setting the price.
Because otherwise, they just go out on their own. They could take that money and amortize it over time and go out on their own, couldn't they?
Build their own business. That's right. It depends on whether that person wants an ongoing or an existing income stream.
Mm-hmm.
If that person is, let's say, you would expect to find someone, or you would want to find someone, let's say, younger than you, so that person would then have lots of time to continue to build.
Right.
So finding the qualified buyer, there's lots of ways to do that. You can, among friends and relatives, or among your network, or among your industry competitors. You can even, depending upon the value of your income stream, you can even do a search, hire a search.
When we come back, I'm going to see if Rob will talk about bringing somebody in as an employee, as an assistant, that kind of thing, and growing them into the ownership of the company. After the break, 20 after, Rob Grady's our guest. His book is called Naked Marketing. That's one of his books. That was in the third edition.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.